I won't just pile more thanks on top of the thanks that have already been given. Of course, we must thank Anoma Dasi for thanking everybody. And for doing so much else in the background as well.
Hmm. Okay, it's cool. People are speaking in English only. Okay. They don't need translation.
Anoma Dasi has done so much else in the background. So thank you very much, Anoma Dasi. But I wanted to thank my translators personally. No translation necessary for that. Pasadik was plunged into translation and did it very, very well. And Nyanadvaj, as always, where is he? There he is, yes, as always, stepped into the gap and did a very good translation on the first evening. What's your name? Jivak translated for the press-ups, what do they call them? Qigong. I've come to the end of words, I've stopped for the Qigong. Above all, Bharti. Very, very good translation, Bharti. Because you were translating into Hindi, I can more or less tell whether you've got me accurate or not. More or less everything was accurate. And the greatest compliment that I can pay a translator is to forget that I'm being translated. So I start to use, you know, my rather philosophical English and give her some trouble, but that's a compliment to her, I'm not even thinking about sparing her. Next time she translates for me, I'm going to specially look up some really long words just to stretch her a bit further. But very, very clear, very accurate translation of some quite difficult thoughts and sentences. So thank you so much. Without you, I am dumb. I do appreciate very much that the translator contributes at least as much as the person who speaks. You're entirely dependent on them, and the way in which they manage to communicate determines how much you can communicate. So, especially Bharti, but the others as well, I very much appreciate what you did for me, and therefore for others too. But I want to just conclude by thanking Jivak. I've remembered his name this time.
Thank you.
This is all his dream. He's Mr. Excellence. It's his dream that we should be holding this sort of retreat. And I think it's a very important development. We've tried this in other places, but it's something very important that we do have an approach to the Dhamma that can appeal to more educated people, whether they're Buddhists in the sense of being followers of Dr. Ambedkar or not. We want an approach that appeals to everybody who is interested in developing themselves, and this is what we're gradually trying to bring into a reality. So we hope that you'll all keep on supporting these retreats. We need your active participation. We want to start a sort of current that can help the Dhamma to go forward in a new way in India. One of the things that has really concerned me for quite a long time is that the movement started by Dr. Ambedkar, which is really the revival of Buddhism in India, it got a bit stuck in some ways. It's not going forward in the same way that it did. One of the things I've noticed is that, first of all, it's not really appealing to even Buddhist middle class. Once people move into the middle classes, they don't really find in the presentation that is generally given, even within Triratna, something that is appealing to them. But also, there are many, many other people of goodwill who don't think in caste terms, who are interested in a decent human life for everybody, including for themselves, who the Dhamma can appeal to. That's what we find in Britain. People like me came into the Dhamma because of the way it was presented by Sangharakshita, Urgyen Sangharakshita. And I'm sure that millions of people in India could respond if they heard the Dhamma presented in that way. So we are very interested in taking the presentation of the Dhamma onto a new level in India. Of course, others are doing it. We're not the only ones. But we want to do it in a more and more systematic way under this heading of excellence. And it's Jivak's vision. He bullied me into contributing. He plays the flute, I dance. I'm very grateful to him for this because it's something I think we badly need. The first phase of Buddhism was very, very successful, and it's had a huge result. It's had a huge impact on the lives of millions of people. We need to go another step, we need to reach out to people who haven't been engaged before. And I think that this sort of approach that we're developing, even though we can go further, is very, very important. And we need everybody's help and contribution. So we'll try to have these retreats. I think you're talking about 5 a year?
5 a year.
I shall try and be present for 2 of those.
3.
Apparently I'll be present for 3. Maybe he and Sam have had some exchange. Maybe Chai and Pani have changed hands. But I'll be present for a certain number still to be negotiated. We need your contribution and help so that we can develop this style and this approach much further. We need your comment. Anything that you feel didn't work, anything that you feel we could do better, any wrong note in the tune, as it were, anything you think that we need to be careful about, anything you think we can add that will appeal to educated, let's say, middle-class people who have both a serious interest in personal development and a social conscience, and who see the two as strongly connected. If you can see anything we can do better, if you see ways we can reach out, please do talk to
Jivak.
Yeah. Thank you. he will, evaluate what comes from it and tell me what to do, as he always does. And we hope that we'll get better and better at it. And we hope that eventually we'll train some of you to take on this work and take it more widely so that we can engage more and more people. When you come in future, please bring your friends. Both for those of you who are Buddhists, your fellow Buddhists, and also non-Buddhists, who you feel would respond to this approach. We honour Dr. Ambedkar very, very much. Without him, we wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be a Triratna movement in India. It's because of him. It's because of him that the Buddha Dhamma has revived. But not everybody immediately responds to him. And we need to let them find Baba Saheb's message through the Dhamma, if you see what I mean. So when we do these retreats, we will take a broad Buddhist approach without avoiding Dr. Ambedkar. We can't avoid him. He's the great figure of Indian Buddhism of today. And his message of a casteless society is one that's essential to Buddhism. You cannot have caste Buddhism. You can't have any sort of prejudice in Buddhism. Maitri cannot be segmented. It has to be Maitri for all. So we'll continue with that sort of approach, but we need you to bring both your friends from the Buddhist world and your friends from outside the Buddhist world. And let's make a new Buddhist world which goes beyond these distinctions. That's what Dr. Ambedkar wanted. He said on the eve of the conversions, he had a press conference at which he said that he thought this movement would go forward very, very rapidly, because he thought that those who were oppressed by caste would see in Buddhism the way forward. And he thought that there would be many, many educated, modern-minded, if you like, cosmopolitan Indians from, you know, so-called upper castes, who would see in Buddhism the way forward for them. We haven't yet managed to appeal to them. If Dr. Ambedkar had stayed alive, I'm sure he would have done. I'm sure that the movement would have gone forward in a big way, because he was a man who towered above a caste and sectional interest. But we still got a long way to go, and that side of his work has not really gone forward. So we see this as another contribution to that work, and we need your help and your contribution. There are many people in India who see things in the way that people like me saw it in the West, who don't think in terms of caste and don't think in terms of the old ways, who are out of the superstitious mould, and who are looking for a way of life that is in conformity with their outlook, their ideals, their modern ideals and outlook, but which goes very deep into life. So that's what we're appealing to, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm confirmed. But we need you to do the reaching out. I know many of you did bring your friends from work, for instance. I know Priyadarshi, for instance, brought from Amaravati a number of people that he's connected with from different communities. We don't ask what community. That's not the point. The point is that we want a new approach to Buddhism that does not avoid Dr. Ambedkar, but that reaches out to those for whom Dr. Ambedkar is not the one who gave them a way forward. So that's my appeal to you. Please help us with this process and talk to Jivak, give your ideas to him. We welcome criticism. We hope there isn't any. Of course we will resist it when it comes, but in the end we will listen. We have to. Helpful comment, helpful constructive criticism is what will enable us to go forward in a better way. So thank you very, very much, Jivak, for taking this initiative and for giving me a platform for doing what I love best, which is talking about the Dhamma. Because when I talk about the Dhamma, I'm the one who learns more than anybody else. I see it more clearly myself. And I just want to make one final thank you, and that's to the children. They've been so good. They've been so quiet, so patient, so joyful. It's been a pleasure to watch them here. And I really hope that we can continue in this way, having deep Dhamma, serious Dhamma, but with children here, are welcomed amidst us. Sam was saying last night he really enjoyed the puja last night, because we had exploding shrines, we had lights flashing on and off, we had a child crying, and none of it made any difference to our devotion. None of it made any difference. It was all part of the joy of trying to raise the bodhicitta. None of it disturbed us. All of it was part of the wonder of it all. So thank you very, very much, children. I know you're having too much fun to bother about what I'm saying. And please do come again and bring your snake. Thank you very, very much for being so, well, I don't want to say good, because I don't want you to be good, for being yourselves in such an easy way. And please, parents, bring them again. And maybe if we have more children, we need to do more for them. But they didn't seem to need anything done for them. They just seemed to sort of amuse themselves very, very cheerfully, and sort of to create a very nice light atmosphere. They really are very, very good children, very special children. I don't like this word good, but just delightful children. And we hope that you'll bring them again, please, please. Anybody else, please? Please come again, children. And next time we'll try and do more for you.
Yeah, thanks for martial art and yoga.
Oh!
You forgot. Yes.
Yes, and thank you very much for the martial arts. I didn't do any martial arts myself. I'd have liked to have done. And thank you very good for bending us and stretching us. I noticed you had some ropes. I assume that was all part of it. But yes, thank you very much. I think it's very good that we're doing a range of indirect techniques as well as the direct techniques of meditation. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. यानंतर धम्मपालन गाथा आपण घेऊयात आणि त्यानंतर ग्रुप फोटो घ्यायचा आहे आपल्याला. ठीक आहे, तर आपण बाहेर आपण ग्रुप फोटो घेऊयात.